Hello and welcome to Baldy Galeria Volleyball for fall of 2020. If you're receiving this message, that means your daughter is interested in playing in the upcoming season. For most of you, you understand what is being expected of you and have been around the program for many years. But to anyone who is new to the program, for varsity and JV, expectations are simple. Number one, be at practice, every single practice. Practices are mandatory. If you cannot make a practice, it's important to make sure you let someone know, preferably the head coach, Larry Campbell, either via call, text, email, something. If you have something else going on, we can work with that and work around it. But again, communication is the utmost importance. The second thing is we're going to have to work around some protocols that we haven't had in the past. It is what it is, and we'll work with it. Currently, they're talking about 25 people in a gym. Now, if we think about that, with two referees, three scoreboard people, that's five of the 25. So now we're looking at 10 per team per personnel. We will see what we have to do, but as of right now, it's going to be tight, and we will figure it out as going, along with transportation, which we don't really know how those rules are going to play out. If they don't change, we'll see. We'll put it that way. But showing up to all practices are mandatory. We, as of right now, we have two tournaments left on the schedule. State College has canceled theirs. I'm under the impression that North Allegheny is going to cancel theirs as well, along with Denny at the Bulldog Invitational. So we may not have tournaments this year. That is to be seen. It's kind of tough to have that many people in one gymnasium when trying to follow protocols. So if that is the case, Saturdays will not be happening this year. So we'll only practice Monday to Friday and play Monday to Friday, except for playoff season if we get that far or if we have it. What you need in the gym, you need to have a water bottle every single day. There are no water fountains right now. There are filling stations, so you need to have that. It gets hot in there. You got to make sure you have something to drink. If you don't have a drink, you cannot practice in the open gyms. Those same protocols will go along with in-season stuff. Realize that even a plastic bottle of water can work as a filling water bottle. So just make sure you're prepared for that. The other basic things we do is we do provide team meals for every match. Usually what we do with that is we charge $5 a match, and we play 16 matches roughly. So it's $80 a kid, and that'll cover a meal for them for every match, home and away. For the away ones, usually Coach Campbell takes care of the either making or purchasing, and we're going to have to look at that and figure out exactly what we need to do for that. As far as the home games, in the past, we've had parents get together and make a meal for everybody participating. That includes players, coaches, and workers of the match as well. So roughly around 40 people, give or take five, depending on the numbers we have coming out this year. And while talking about the numbers, I don't know. We'll see what our school board tells us, what PIAA tells us, about how many people we can have on the team. And I'm not real comfortable with cutting, as many of you who have been around know. We keep every kid, and we work with them, and hopefully that every kid gets out of it what they want from it. But just being on the team, realize there are some expectations, and following the three main rules. Number one, rule number one is having fun. If your daughter is not having fun in the gym, then maybe she needs to be somewhere else. I think it's a pretty sacred place and a place where we enjoy ourselves. So that is the rule number one. Number two is play hard. 100% all the time when you're on the floor. When you're off the floor, you can goof and have a good time. But we're playing, we play at 100% effectiveness to your ability level. And number three is be a good teammate. And that encompasses a lot of different things, you know, in and out of the gym. And being a good teammate can happen in the hallway on a Monday morning. It can happen at a house on a Friday night. It can happen in the middle of a match in Western Pennsylvania in November. You know, you never know when that is. But the big thing is be a good teammate. Think about the collective before you think about yourself. And that's really the three things that we kind of staple on. This year we do have a new JV coach. Her name is Ashley Hamilton. Ashley graduated from Bald Eagle my first year I was here. She's played for multiple teams, and she's helped out with the program in the past. She's most recently the JV coach at Bellefonte before she came over here. Randy is still around. Randy Holsoppel will be an assistant, unpaid assistant. He'll help out with the JV varsity, but also float to the junior high gym as well. And Karen Dunmoyer is back as an assistant as well. Karen's been with the program longer than I have. Not that I'm saying anything about Karen's age, but she has been with the program longer than I have. Really, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. Email is Lawrence, Lawrence, Campbell, Campbell, at BEASD.net. Or you can text me at 814-769-3353. I'm hoping to have a season, and I hope to be a successful season. This should be a good opportunity for many people and a good time for all. So I hope to see everybody out, and hopefully we'll be starting on time on the 17th. If not, be aware of any changes that happen. We will get information out through our Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as there will be communications coming out from Doug Dyke at the athletics office. Thank you very much, and have a good day.